a weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, mid-80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, patchy fog overnight, 63. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, fog early, sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 63. For Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association Live Cattle Marketing Working Group Regional Triggers Subgroup recently completed its performance evaluation of the 75% plan for the second quarter of 2021. This is a requirement of the framework developed and approved by NCBA members last summer as a voluntary approach to achieving price discovery in the fed cattle market. Using data collected under the Livestock Mandatory Reporting and published by the Agricultural Marketing Service at USDA, the subgroup found no minor triggers were tripped in the negotiated trade volume silo during the second quarter. The goal of completing the packer participation silo has proven difficult to achieve, but according to a letter sent to NCBA members by Association President Jerry Bone, the subgroup has now finalized agreements with the four major packers to analyze their participation in the negotiated market from the third quarter onward. The completion of the packer participation silo brings the total number of minor triggers in the plan to 8, one for each of the four cattle feeding regions analyzing negotiated trade volumes and one of each of those regions analyzing negotiated procurements. Bone said resolving the critical piece of the voluntary effort will help ensure that both buyers and sellers of live cattle bear mutual responsibility for achieving robust price discovery. Interest rates for ag loans made by commercial banks increased slightly for some types of lending, but the Federal Reserve of Kansas City say rates stayed historically low through the first half of the year. The average rate for non-real estate loans about 30 basis points higher than the all-time low reached at the end of 2020. The rise largely consistent across all types of loan. In contrast, the average rates on farm real estate loans continued to decline and marked another historic low. Rates also remain comparatively low at largest commercial banks, and those lenders offered a sizable discount for the lowest risk loans, while the small lenders continued to provide similar accommodation regardless of risk. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning, the Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has reported an increase in COVID-19 cases across the state of Kansas, most of them being attributed to the Delta variant across the state, especially in the Kansas City area. KWCH News reports that some public health leaders in the area are asking people to once again wear masks and social distance. They did say, however, it would be a recommendation and it will not be a mandate or a new order. Public health leaders in the area are also noting the low vaccination rates as a contributor to the spread of the Delta variant of the virus. And some members of the community have mixed reviews of bringing masks back.
We had to go back to them for a little bit. I'm not thrilled about it, but I'd certainly understand, you know, with new variants coming out and really hitting everybody.
It would kind of stink that we're going backwards instead of forwards, but I think it could help prevent a shutdown.
That audio from KWCH News. Some parts of the Kansas City area say they have less than 40% vaccination rates for the virus. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A 16-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of another teen in Wichita. Police say that officers discovered a 16-year-old boy with a gunshot wound shortly after 10 p.m. on Thursday last week when they were responding to a reported burglary at a home in North Wichita. That teen was taken to a Wichita hospital where he later died. His name wasn't immediately released. After a 16-year-old and 20-year-old showed up at the hospital with gunshot wounds, police arrested the 16-year-old after learning that there had been a fight between the two men and the victim before shooting. In other news, an elderly Kansas couple has died after their vehicle collided with a semi head-on on Interstate 135, about 2 miles south of Newton. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports that Raymond Bina, 71 years old, along with his wife, Denise Bina, both died on Saturday afternoon in the crash. The Highway Patrol says that the Lincoln MKZ that Denise Bina was driving left the highway and crossed into the median around 1:50 p.m. The car then overcorrected and crossed into the northbound lanes where it collided with a semi-trailer truck. The driver of the semi was not injured in the crash. Good American Network News.
You made your house a home with a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance. We can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Nebraska schools getting conflicting advice from state and federal health officials over whether students should quarantine after contact with someone who tests positive for COVID-19. The State Department of Health and Human Services is telling schools that students who had contact with an infected person would not have to quarantine as long as they don't have any symptoms. But the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that students who aren't vaccinated and have close contact with an infected person should still quarantine. Each school district will be left to decide which advice to follow after consulting with local health officials. The COVID-19 comeback across the U.S. putting pressure on hospitals at a time when some of them are busy just trying to catch up on surgeries and other procedures put on hold by the pandemic. COVID-19 cases up about 70% in the U.S. over the last week. Nebraska News, here on the Mid-America Network.
Northern Oklahoma's new wheat-winning variety is Baker's Ann. Developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, Baker's Ann honors OSU's First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield and test weight potential and is preferred by Millard. Now one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, it provides good protection against stripe rust, leaf rust, and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another OSU's grazing grain and golden grain varieties and has been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OK Genetics to learn more.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and discussed options for spending American Rescue Plan grant funding. These dollars can be used to extend charitable contributions from the Sparks money, premium pay for essential workers with low income, county revenue loss, and various infrastructure projects. They can be put in an interest-bearing account and the interest used with no restrictions. There are several elements of the proposed new jail that could be considered. Mental health is a big push for use of American Rescue funds. The board will explore ways to contribute to this area. A proposal was reviewed for switching the current computer tax package from a database system to a web-based system with more real-time information. The new software and hardware would allow for better budgetary, accounts payable, and receivable tracking, as well as online options for constituents. The proposed cost of the conversion of a new system, including hardware and software, is $245,000, with annual maintenance fees of $48,000. No action was taken. Commissioners were advised that cattle guard crossings were placed on Unicorn Road without approval of a township. The landowner sought permission from the Waterville Township Board, which denied the request. They were installed anyway. The township's given the landowner 10 days to remove them. Washington County Commissioners, meeting last week, worked on the budget. Dwayne Bruna, Environmental Science Director, suggested splitting noxious weed and solid waste departments, hiring two department heads. No action was taken. Representatives with Nemahal County EMS met with commissioners about finding a new place to housing the ambulance for the county. Currently, Nemahal County leases the ambulance barn from the city of Seneca, who would like the Seneca Fire Department to be able to use the building in the future. Nemohol County EMS is currently doing a Fans of Summer donation drive to help those individuals in need of fans in their homes. A public hearing was held to consider closing a portion of 16th Road in Red Vermilion Township and a portion of T Road in Berwick Township. Public comment was heard concerning the possibility of repairing bridges or installing a tube at those locations. Commissioners stated these options were not a possibility. After closing the hearing, commissioners unanimously voted to close the roads. The Nemohol County attorney advised the tax sale trial has been scheduled July 22nd. Following this, the sheriff's sale would be scheduled. Commissioners asked about ending the contract with Marvin Planning Consultants for preparation of a comprehensive plan. No action was taken. Senior Services Public Transit Director submitted a budget request for funds associated with programs offered by the Senior Services Department, requesting $291,500 for 2022 in grant match funds from the county, which is an increase of $78,500 over the previous year. Gage County Board of Supervisors continued discussion on the 30 by 30 land conservation program mentioned by President Biden. Tanya Storr, Cherry County Commissioner, joined the meeting by Zoom and expressed opposition. Supervisor Dennis Byers thinks the board needs to oppose the program. Other members agreed. Don Schuler spoke in opposition of the resolution, indicating that not enough information is known at this time. Motion to oppose carried 5-1, with Schuler voting no. The Law Enforcement Committee discussed a recent COVID outbreak in Jefferson County and protocols being developed for fall classes at Beatrice Public Schools. Road and Bridge Committee heard that steel prices have nearly doubled and would likely affect culvert prices as well. A fiberglass alternative to rebar was mentioned, but is not tested like steel. The public health alert has been issued for the Iron Horse Trail Lake in Pawnee County for harmful algae blooms, with public caution urged and swimming closed, while fishing and boating are allowed as well as camping. Donald Don J. Kramer, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Mass of Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Don Kramer. Anna M. Hula, age 91, of Topeka, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 1:30 at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Anna Hula.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Calling all Marysville kindergarten through sixth graders. Are you ready for a fun night? Come join Marysville Berean Church Kids Night Out at Lions Park three Sundays in a row, July 25th, August 1st, and August 8th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. We will have slime night, water and rocket night, even a movie night. Enjoy fun outdoor games while you learn about Jesus. A free supper will be served each night at 5:30. So kindergarten through sixth graders, make plans to join Kids Night Out. Teaching kids to live for Christ.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high pressure system over the area, and that's going to continue throughout much of this week. Sunny skies, dry weather. We have an upper level ridge that's going to move in place, bringing temperatures back into the upper 80s for tomorrow into Wednesday and then into the 90s as we head towards the end of the week, continuing into the weekend. And even into the weekend, we don't have any chances of rain as well. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, mid-80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, patchy fog, 63. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, fog early, then sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 63. As we head into Wednesday, sunny skies with temperatures in the upper 80s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, 67. As we enter Thursday, sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July 92, record high on this date 113. The average low 69, the record low 50. Sunset this evening at 8:50, sunrise in the morning at 6:16. Rainfall Saturday afternoon, about a quarter inch here at the studio in Marysville. Upwards to an inch, reported by some, even more than an inch in some isolated areas.
There's nothing better to beat the summertime heat than a tasty dish of ice cream. The story behind this cool treat on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
The Storm Report is giving away a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system every week throughout storm season, and we want you to win. Just text the word weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. It has a digital readout with severe weather messages, plus NOAA weather and AM/FM radio. Sign up now to win yours. Text weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus also has two additional wireless speakers to go in separate rooms of your home so everyone will know bad weather is on the way. Zone Guard Plus saves lives. Sign up and win by texting weather to 855-939-2526. Text weather to 855-939-2526. No purchase necessary. Standard message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 19th, the 200th day of the year. Actor Anthony Edwards turns 59 today, and on this day in 1946, Marilyn Monroe acted in her first screen test. July is National Ice Cream Month, which is appropriate considering the hot temperatures. Ice cream goes all the way back to the Persian Empire, where they poured grape juice over snow as a treat. The Chinese then started to freeze dairy with salt and ice, but the ice cream we enjoy today comes mostly from Italy. Antonio Latini was credited with creating a milk-based sorbet in the late 1600s. The Quakers brought the summer delicacy to the East Coast by opening the first ice cream shops. The rest is history. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about desserts online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. A rough day if you were a baseball fan in Kansas yesterday, with both the Royals and the Wind Surge taking a loss. We'll start with the Royals. Matt Harvey ended his 9-game losing skid with his best performance in years, pitching 6 crisp innings and sending the Baltimore Orioles over the Kansas City Royals 5-0. It was the first time since September that Harvey pitched at least 6 innings and didn't allow a run. Hunter Dozier tied a career high with 4 hits for the Royals. Royals with a day off today, then back in action tomorrow as they'll take on the Milwaukee Brewers, first pitch at 3:10. The Wind Surge dropped their series finale against the Tulsa Drillers after only compiling 3 hits on the afternoon yesterday at Riverfront Stadium. The Drillers used a big inning to keep the Surge out of reach as the Drillers comfortably won Game 6, 9-1. I'm Rick Haverett with your Monday Kansas Sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Kansas City Royals prospects Nick Pratto and Bobby Witt Jr. have both been promoted to AAA Omaha. Both spent the first part of the season with Kansas City's AA affiliate, Northwest Arkansas. First baseman Pratto and shortstop Witt Jr. both started for the American League in the SiriusXM All-Star Futures game a week ago today at Coors Field. Now to Washington's Nationals Park Stadium.
Panic at the ballpark. Fans by the hundreds race to escape Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. after gunfire echoed through the stadium. The shots heard on the Nets telecast in the middle of the sixth inning. Players rushed their families and even fans into the dugouts. Others hugged cement walls for cover, fearing a shooter was inside the park.
People are running, and it's a real scary situation.
Those that didn't run ducked between the rows of seats.
The two teams finished that game yesterday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Now's the time to get the equipment you need to work more productively in the harvest season ahead and harvest more savings, too. Visit CanEquip during New Holland Harvest Days for great deals on select New Holland tractors, hay tools, and harvesting equipment, including 0% financing and cash back. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville. But hurry, Harvest Days end September 30th, 2021. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Crown rot, southern stem rot, or southern blight are different names for the same disease. Infected plants develop yellow leaves that eventually collapse and die. A close look at the crown of the plant reveals rotting tissue. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Crown rot lives in the soil and makes its way to new locations in flowing water or on contaminated soil, plants, and tools. Remove and destroy infected plants as soon as they are found. Dig out and replace the soil around the infected plants at least 8 inches deep and 6 inches beyond the infected area. Be careful not to drop infected soil onto other parts of the garden. Sterilize tools for 10 minutes in a 1-part bleach, 9-part water solution. Leave southern blight-infected gardens fallow for at least a year, or solarize the soil for 2 to 3 months in the summer to kill this and other disease organisms. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
We've all heard plenty of stories about Abraham Lincoln, but today's feature may just uncover something you didn't know about the 16th president. Just how good of a singer was he? You might say, who cares? Well, I think you'll find the story quite interesting, especially what others thought of his tunes. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
At the Pontiac Illinois Museum Complex, you'll find an exhibit on music of the Civil War. You might find it quite intriguing, especially a section on President Lincoln.
He sang in church. His mother sang to him, and he just appreciated any type of music. So when he got into a position of power, he often had concerts in Springfield and in Washington, D.C. when he was president.
Darlene Agner and Ron Selle oversee the exhibit and share the story of Lincoln, who loved music but probably wasn't good at singing it.
He often sang when he was a circuit lawyer. He sang with his friends. They often encouraged him not to sing and just hum along.
But nonetheless, Lincoln loved music, holding scheduled and impromptu concerts at the White House, and leaving work for shows at times.
He really did love to go to the opera. He would slip out of the White House in mid-afternoon for a matinee, and he really enjoyed that. He enjoyed any plays. In fact, that's why he was at Ford's Theater on that tragic night, because it was his liking.
And it was there at Ford's Theater where Lincoln heard his last music. Ron says it was a song fitting of presidents.
The very last song was Hail to the Chief. And when Lincoln came in the theater, the play stopped and the band started playing Hail to the Chief. And that's the last music that he had heard.
Lincoln's singing is just part of the larger story told here at the museum. Traveling the countryside in Pontiac, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Keeping track of your goods and services can make or break the farm. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Sound inventory methods will save you time and money in the long run as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Farm operation will have a smooth operating inventory system. This includes goods on hand, but it can also include the costs involved with storage space, handling, and risk and service. It's a balancing act to zero in on the most efficient and profitable amount of inventory to operate with. John Wodehouse is an extension educator at Penn State University and says inventory is a critical component of the balance sheet because it has a value.
So therefore, it is important to count it and to assign it a value and to organize it. So how do we do that? We organize our goods. And goods are any farm product intended for sale. It could be vegetables. It could be hanging baskets. It could be your growing crops, not yet harvested. It could be seeds not yet planted or in inventory. They have a different value than the planted seeds in the field that has yieldable fruit.
Unless you have a mind like a steel trap, you'll need a way to keep track of it all. One of the most popular software systems for managing inventory is QuickBooks, but there are others as well. He explains why you should invest the time and money in a computer program.
What I have found in my research is that inventory is complex and it's way too much for us to remember. That's point blank. And there are so many steps to integrate your inventory value, your ordering process, your pipeline and supply chain management to do it all by memory. But I think the biggest thing that I learned is that inventory trends and benchmarks are relatively simple to see in some of these different apps and softwares.
Effective inventory management can take a lot of work. Define your goals and use an organized planning approach to meet them. Learn more about inventory management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I've always been intrigued by blueprints. I just can't imagine how a simple drawing can turn into a magnificent house or office building. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, creating a blueprint for your finances is sort of like that too. You start with the basics, your purpose, your faith, and your values. From there, you can build a financial strategy on what's important to you and to God. So what else should be in this blueprint? Well, for starters, you'll need enough to meet your monthly expenses. And you'll want a plan for the future. Maybe it's saving for your kids' college fund or a special vacation. And make sure you're following God's direction to give to others by creating some room for generosity. If you need someone to guide you as you build, talk to a financial professional, one who understands how your faith and money are connected. So start simple with a blueprint for your finances. You'll find more clarity and live a more grateful and meaningful life.
Oh, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
Issues stood out in a national survey of farmer concerns. I'll tell you what they are today on Farm to Fork.
Farmers' work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. Thousands of farmers across the United States were surveyed recently by researchers at The Ohio State University to learn what sort of support is needed by the next generation of farmers. Rural sociologist and lead researcher Shoshana Inwood says two concerns top the list.
The cost and access of health insurance and the cost and access to childcare affect economic development and quality of life for our nation's farmers and ranchers. And these are issues that oftentimes are really like the elephants in the room, and we don't often talk about them, but they really are critical to both workforce attraction and retention of our farmers, especially our young farmers.
Inwood says she was struck by the emotion behind many of the survey respondents.
This is actually some of the most profound work I've ever done, because we had farmers and ranchers crying and thanking us for asking them about this, for talking to them about this, because these are issues that are near and dear to their heart that nobody really ever talks about, but are critical to the viability of the farm operation and to the family itself.
I'll have more on this in the next 2 days. In the meantime, you can learn more about the survey and listen to my entire interview with Shoshana Inwood by visiting the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Marshall County Fair continues Monday with a sheep, poultry, dairy, and dairy goat show, as well as round robin competition Monday at 3. Petting zoo and pony rides Monday evening. Tuesday night, 4-H Fashion Review begins at 5. The fair supper is open to the public, catered by Ricky's Cafe. It starts at 6. Live entertainment during the supper by Camouflage, a military country music band. Livestock auction is Tuesday evening at 7. KNDY continues live coverage from the fair and continues conversations with 4-H youth who had their pre-fair judging event earlier in July. Tune throughout the day Monday for those reports.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Career opportunities are available at Landall Company in Marysville for assemblers, material handlers, service technician, and welders, earning $47,000 to $64,000 a year to start. $2 shift differential for second and third shift. Excellent benefit package averaging $12.45 an hour or $26,000 per year with a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000. Apply online at landall.com/careers. Or phone 785-562-5381. Landall is an equal opportunity employer.
Some things in life are better late than never. Unfortunately, insurance isn't one of them. Don't wait until it's too late. Get together today with your local agent representing Marysville Mutual Insurance. Marysville Mutual Insurance Company offers complete insurance coverage. Guard against theft, destruction, and loss of major investments. Full line protection for farm and town properties, fire and lightning, hail and extended coverage, and inland marine. Why lose when you can gain? Get details on insurance protection from Marysville Mutual Insurance Company. Protection for over 100 years. See any of their local agents today. Marysville Mutual Insurance.
slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Round Robin competition Monday afternoon, petting zoo and pony rides Monday evening. Tuesday, 4-H Fashion Review begins at 5. The fair supper open to the public, catered by Ricky's Cafe, serves at 6. And the livestock auction begins Tuesday at 7.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Farmers, save this date on your calendar. It's July 28th. That's Wednesday. And there is a seminar coming up that you will be very interested in. We get the details from National Farmers, Helen Berggren.
So at National Farmers, we're all about helping farmers profit in the ag marketplace. And we received a grant, actually, from USDA's NIFA. And we are going to be putting on, with the help of really important partners, a seminar, a workshop from 9 to 2 on July 28th. And it's going to be focused on cattle and grain, ways that farmers can glean more from the marketplace, as well as, you know, some things on animal nutrition and vaccines and handling practices for those vaccines. So we think producers will get a lot out of this short day. And we hope that they'll come out to Colwich at the ICM building.
The ICM building in Colwich is at 310 North 1st, and this seminar deals with some business things for farmers.
Every farmer is a businessman, and
sure,
and they know that all of that is important. But these are some things in this 9 to 2 workshop on July 28th that that producers may want a little help in these areas.
Right.
You know, not every producer understands all the nuances of what to talk about and what to go into a lender banker meeting with, so that
right,
financial professional understands that the producer knows exactly where he stands.
Lots of good information in this free seminar. It is Wednesday, a week from this coming Wednesday, July 28th, 9 to 2, at the ICM building, 310 North 1st in Colwich. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was in his home state over last week to visit the site where a $325 million beef processing facility is set to be constructed. Cattlemen's Heritage, a newly formed corporation, recently announced plans to construct a 1,500-head-per-day beef plant around the Glenwood area. Company officials say the facility will employ up to 750 workers, have an estimated annual impact of $1.1 billion. The secretary said the new beef processing facility is needed to keep up with demand and help create competition for the big four meatpacking plants.
Men and women in the cattle industry work hard every single day to produce a quality product. But the reality is that when they go to a handful of processing facilities, they end up being shortchanged. They end up losing money on the cattle that they provide to the processing facility while the processing facility itself is making money. And the result of that is that we have fewer and fewer of these independent cattle men and women in the business. And as I have indicated, the goal of this USDA under President Biden's leadership is more new and better markets.
He lauded the economic impact of the beef plant, saying that it will create a large number of new jobs for the local market.
Communities in southwest Iowa are desperately in need of good-paying jobs to be able to retain and to attract young people. The beauty of this site is that it basically it's well-positioned from a workforce development possibility. It's well-positioned from a zoning possibility. And obviously, there is a great demand.
The new Cattlemen's Heritage facility will have an average annual wage of $55,000 plus benefits. Company officials expect to break ground on the new plant the spring of 2022, intention to be open and running by the winter of 2023. That facility expected to be operating at full capacity by the end of 2024. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Keeping track of your goods and services can make or break the farm. Sound inventory methods will save you time and money in the long run on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Farm operation will have a smooth operating inventory system. This includes goods on hand, but it can also include the costs involved with storage space, handling, and risk and service. It's a balancing act to zero in on the most efficient and profitable amount of inventory to operate with. John Wodehouse is an extension educator at Penn State University and says inventory is a critical component of the balance sheet because it has a value.
So therefore, it is important to count it and to assign it a value and to organize it. So how do we do that? We organize our goods. And goods are any farm product intended for sale. It could be vegetables. It could be hanging baskets. It could be your growing crops, not yet harvested. It could be seeds not yet planted or in inventory. They have a different value than the planted seeds in the field that has yieldable fruit.
Unless you have a mind like a steel trap, you'll need a way to keep track of it all. One of the most popular software systems for managing inventory is QuickBooks, but there are others as well. He explains why you should invest the time and money in a computer program.
What I have found in my research is that inventory is complex and it's way too much for us to remember. That's point blank. And there are so many steps to integrate your inventory value, your ordering process, your pipeline and supply chain management to do it all by memory. But I think the biggest thing that I learned is that inventory trends and benchmarks are relatively simple to see in some of these different apps and softwares.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about inventory management at agriculture.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We're still looking at mixed numbers all across our ag futures markets. Corn is posting a bit of a rally, but now it's not. September corn down 3 1/4 at 5.53. December down 2 3/4, 5.49 1/4. Kansas City wheat has taken the turn for the worst as well. September KC wheat down 3/4, now at 6.50 3/4. December down 0.5 cent, 6.61 1/2. Soybeans struggled early on and continue to do so. August beans down 23 1/4, 14.31 1/2. September down 19 3/4 at 13.86 1/4. Soybean meal still good. August is at 363.80. That's up 60 cents. September is at 363.70. That's up 50 cents. Bean oil, however, really getting beaten up. August soybean oil is down 204 points at 66.27. September is down 221 at 64.55. So mixed numbers in the soybean complex. Corn and wheat are having some issues. We can take a look at canola and cotton and find out the same story. November canola down 16.40 at 901.10. October cotton is down 340 points at 87.30. So not a happy day there. In terms of the livestock complex, August live cattle down 60 at 119.57. October down 110. At 124.50. August feeders up 50 at 156.12. That's a bit of a bright spot. But September down 62 at 157.87. And all the back months are also lower. Hogs are having a tough day. August hogs down 125 at 104.40. October hogs down 122 at 89.52. Each of the back months is lower as well. So not a positive day so far across the livestock complex. August crude oil is down $5.63 at $66.18 a barrel. We're also seeing a good deal of negativity with unleaded gas heating oil as well. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, K-Clan. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of K-Clan informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Hey everybody, this is Brighton Stahl, and this next one is my brand new single, Two Steppin' Heart, right here on KNDY.
I was backstage packing up my six string. She said, do you dance as good as you sing? I turned around, and to my surprise, I said no, but I sure can try. I knew I had a rhythm, but I didn't understand how this all worked or why she still held my hand. I stepped on her boots, she smiled at me, said pull me close and follow me. I forced her right into her. four-stepped right into her two-stepping heart. The look in her eyes told me right from the start.
Another hour of the hottest new country music and all-time favorites follows ABC News here on 95.5 KNDY FM Marysville.